Okay, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge minisode. I am back with Frank, my
precognitive clairvoyant medium.
Precognitive, that's what friend. I did. Yes, French slash friend. And we did a podcast, I don't know, I'm not going to reference time because I don't know when this will come out, but we did a podcast just about Frank's gifts, and he also works a lot with crystals. So I wanted to talk to you because a lot of people asked me just there's so much going on with crystals right now.
For sure.
And there's so much, people really buy into the healing power of crystals.
Yeah.
And you are obviously one of them.
Yeah. I mean, even, I guess Beyonce, whenever she,
well, or if I'm Beyonce sorry, it was does
like,
it, then.
Yeah. Or like, it was one of the, like Kim Kardashian, when she, the whole France thing and she got robbed,
they
gave her like healing crystals. So
she did a whole line basically using crystals, her perfume line.
Minerals, like, because they've grown over time, they carry a specific frequency. And depending on where they're grown, depending on their color, their composition, they help you accentuate. Because the thing about it is you already have beauty and love and health and, you know, wonderment inside you. All they do is sort of accentuate it. They amplify it within you.
So, like, if you are deficient in something, you could actually take a crystal and take the energy from that?
Yeah. So what it does is it, because everything is reflected, what the crystal, it does look like you're absorbing the energy of the crystal, but what it's actually doing is it's finding that frequency within you, that vibration, and amplifying it. Because it's your energy.
Yeah.
You're already perfect. And it's like, let's amplify that.
I love coming to you. I feel so good about myself. Okay, so
<You're>
let's see. Thanks. Let's talk about the ones you actually, when I came in to do a reading the other day, you gave me some as I was leaving. Because maybe you felt from our reading that I was needing a little energy from
just helping.
Okay, so helping me be fantastic. Can we talk about what they are?
For sure.
Okay, tell me.
So the dark one is garnet, and garnet helps to remind you that you're a divine being, that you are a king and queen of God, and that you came here by divine right. So sometimes we go through our life and we forget who we really are. And so garnet reminds us of our like inherent divinity. So aventurine has a little bit of mica. Aventurine is a green stone with some specks.
This is this green stone I'm holding. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really great attractive stone. It attracts health. It attracts abundance. It attracts opportunity, positivity. And it really brings you into a state of just general well-being. And then you have rose quartz. So rose quartz is sort of the beauty stone. It helps to shine inner love, inner beauty, and kind of the inner self come out. So one thing that you can do when you're setting up and you have all your items that you're working with people, you can put rose quartz around anything that you're working
with. So you're talking about when I'm going to set and doing like hair and makeup.
For sure.
I could put rose quartz around me.
You can put rose quartz because that in itself is sort of a sacred space.
Yeah.
People are coming in to transform. And so you can use rose quartz to draw out their inner beauty. So minerals kind of already have a purpose. They depending on how they grow and where they grow and the colors, they have a purpose. You can cleanse them. That's beneficial. Put them under some moonlight or in some salt water. Hold them, envision sort of your vision for them, your intention for them. But you can work with them to bring about healing and wellness and wholeness.
What are the ones you just gave me?
So those are more... I give you more rose quartz.
And the reason why I need it.
Well, it's not so much. Maybe your clients need it, right? Maybe it's like
because of my job,
right? So you're setting up for someone, and I want them. I want the audience to see who they really are. Their real heart, right?
Their inner beauty. Yeah.
Their inner stuff. So rose quartz really draws it, whereas amethyst. Amethyst is one of my most favorite stones. I have a big piece here.
Yeah,
I have pieces
all
everywhere.
Around your office.
It's kind of a good general spiritual stone. It helps spirituality, inner knowing, dreams, sobriety, but it's a really good sort of entertainment piece. Mm. So if you're around people, you might want to have that in that space, in your living room, in your boardroom. It's really great because it lifts the vibrations of people that sometimes are a little bit hesitant or heavy. And so, like for Aaron, if you're, you know, working on an event, you might want to have that in your space to kind of bring really good, clear spiritual vibrations right. to the events.
Yeah. Okay, so my friend Aaron Creighton, who I did a podcast with the other day that is
We're
called...
We're bringing you in again.
Yeah. She's a party planner, and the podcast is called It's Not a Party Until Someone Pukes or Shits Their Pants. So go listen to that for sure. But Frank just gave her the amethyst because she's constantly planning parties, and you're saying it would bring good vibrations to
right.
these parties.
It's very entertaining. It
Interesting.
Helps people remember that they're spiritual beings, and that so when you're feeling safe and when
yeah.
you're feeling... inspired, then you don't really hold yourself back.
You just have fun and enjoy yourself.
Right. And that's really that amethyst energy of spirituality, of intuition, of wholeness, of just, you know, it's a really great sort of dreamy stone. Who would you be if there were no boundaries?
Oh,
amazing,
that
right?
shit's about to get wild.
Oh my God.
Someone's definitely shitting their pants. Okay, so what are we supposed to do with these? Like, do I need to hold them close to my body to feel it? Or can I just have them near me? Or can
so
I be in my house?
Those specifically have already been charged, meaning programmed. But if someone is
Can you say what that... That just
right.
means putting them in front of the moon?
Well, so what that means is, like, let's say you go buy, like, a mineral or a crystal. You
yeah.
want to put it out there. You want to have a cleansing sort of process, whether it's putting out in the moon or in the sun. I had a piece of halite, which is actually salt, and I put it in water, and mm-hmm. the very next day it disintegrated. So you just might
Ugh.
Want to, like,
yeah.
learn about it.
Okay.
And then, so the first process is cleansing. The second process is programming or charging. So you want to put it in your hand and envision the goal. So maybe the goal is, I want someone to feel safe
mm-hmm.
and people to feel safe around me. I want people to feel loved. I want people to find their inner truth or their inner strength.
Mm-hmm.
So each mineral and crystal will sort of amplified to that, depending on what the crystal is.
So how do people, like, if I was walking into a crystal shop,
right.
what would you recommend? Because, I mean, I guess we're supposed to be in tune with ourselves to know maybe what we're looking for, but
well, think of it
how do you know?
Well, how about one fun way is just to pick a crystal. Like, go over there,
mm-hmm.
look at all the minerals, and just pick something.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at a crystal book, like the Crystal Bible or... the Encyclopedia of Minerals, Crystal and Metal Magic, and then see what it means and what does that tell you. Just
oh,
like,
so naturally just see what your eye is drawn
right.
to. Oh,
and
that makes sense.
That's
okay.
a really fun way. And another way is just see what your, put your hand over crystals and see if there's any warmth, any tingling,
mm-hmm.
see what you're drawn to. And that's just a different way.
Wow. Is there anywhere online that you would recommend doing? Or do you feel
yeah.
like you have to be in person to pick up these crystals?
I think, you know, energy is energy, whether
yeah.
it's local or non-local. So you don't have to be in person. There are places here in Nashville, but there are places online too. Here in Nashville, there's Cosmic Connections and Stone Keepers. But if you're not here, there is Gem Factory. There's ExquisiteCrystals.com, HealingCrystals.com. I really would say just listen to yourself. It's all about really trusting
yourself.
So even
when you're buying online, you yeah. feel like you'll just gravitate towards what you
because
need.
Because that's what I've done. Sometimes
yeah.
I know I need petalite or I need highlight or I need a phantom quartz. And I go on there and I look for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just trust the right one is going to find me because everything is about trust anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, so interesting. Frank, thank you so much.
I love talking to you. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.